England has been haunted for nearly all of its recorded history. The earliest account of ghosts in the country dates to the Middle Ages. During that time, there was a deeply held belief in the existence of purgatory, a place between heaven and hell where the dead might stay for a time to suffer the torments of hell before being forgiven and sent to heaven. Few people were good enough to go straight to heaven, or so bad as to go right to hell, so most ended up in purgatory. Their loved ones would then light candles, say prayers, and pay the local clergy to hold masses in their honor, which helped shorten the spirit's time of suffering. Wealthy people often set money aside in their wills to pay for these services. At other times, the spirits of the dead would appear to their relatives, asking for help to be released from purgatory. In 1457, one Englishman saw an apparition of his recently deceased uncle telling him to go on a pilgrimage to the famous shrine of Santiago de Compostela in Spain to say a mass for him there. Only then would the dead man ascend to heaven. These were not just folk tales or stories told from the pulpit. Perhaps the earliest first-hand eyewitness account of a ghostly encounter comes from a 15th-century commonplace book, a combination of a diary and repository for interesting facts and quotes. The man who had kept it, quite matter-of-factly, told how the dark shadow of his deceased mistress had appeared to him and said, "I can be freed from the punishment I am suffering if masses were said for me by good priests." The best collection of medieval ghost stories comes from Byland Abbey in North Yorkshire. Around the year 1400, a monk wrote several local ghost tales down. The ghosts in the stories generally communicated with the living to seek absolution, as in the following tale. This concerns the ghost of a hired servant from Rivolks, who helped a man carry beans. The story goes that a man was riding his horse carrying a peck of beans. His horse stumbled on the road and broke its leg. When the man noticed this, he carried the beans on his back, and while he was walking, he saw something like a horse standing on its hind legs, its forelegs raised high. The terrified man invoked the name of Jesus Christ, praying the horse would do him no harm. This done, the apparition walked with him as if it were a horse. After a while, it appeared in the shape of a revolving bale of hay with a light in the middle, to which the living man said, "God forbid that you bring evil on me." After he said this, it appeared in the shape of a man. The ghost told him his name and added, "Allow me to carry the beans to help you." And he did this all the way to a river, but he did not want to cross beyond it, and the living man did not know how the sack of beans had been placed on his own back once more. Afterward, he made sure the ghost was absolved and that masses were sung on the ghost's behalf, so that the ghost was helped. Ghosts were also known to appear to remedy earthly injustice. Concerning the sister of Adam de Londe of a former time, who had been caught after her death, according to an ancient report, the aforementioned woman was buried in the cemetery of Ampleford. A short time afterward, she was caught by the elder William Trower, and, having been conjured, she confessed she had travelled her own road at night on account of certain property deeds that she had unfairly given to her brother Adam. This was because a certain discord had arisen between her husband and herself.